A Ukrainian tank fires down a street almost completely destroyed. Soldiers take cover underground as what sounds like an artillery shell explodes close by. These men are defending the last areas of Severodonetsk, still under their control, from the slow Russian advance. Ammunition and supplies are ferried across the river from neighboring Lysychansk. The four bridges that connected them are destroyed. Fighting has been intense here for weeks because these are the only two cities in the Luhansk region that Russia hasn't taken. Ukrainian reinforcements head to the front line. Many of these men had never held a gun before the war started, and they come from all walks of life. The government says hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers are being killed every day. There is little verifiable information on how many Russians are dying.
The situation on the front line hasn't significantly changed. Thanks to tactical maneuvers, the Ukrainian army is strengthening its defense of the Luhansk region. That is really the toughest spot. The occupiers are pressing strongly, and also in the Donetsk direction in the Kharkiv region.
This video was supplied to the Reuters news agency by Russian forces. It reportedly shows pro-Russia separatists advancing on Ukrainian positions near Severodonetsk. The fighter shows Western-supplied military hardware, including an anti-tank system, night vision equipment, and rifles that he says were abandoned by retreating Ukrainian forces. He says the blurred-out bodies are Ukrainian soldiers.
We will continue to make inroads into their lines to fully surround them. I think if they're not idiots, they will surrender. If they don't want to surrender, they will die.
The Ukrainian army says Russian forces have cut supply routes from two villages south of Lysychansk and Severodonetsk. The head of Luhansk military administration confirms that claim and says that Russian forces have taken control of another three villages in the same area. There are also reports that Russian forces are advancing close to the Azot chemical plant inside Severodonetsk, where it's understood that hundreds of civilians, including women and children, are sheltering inside. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.